Elizabeth! Mary called my name as she entered our home. I could see the relief in her eyes. It must have felt so good for her to know that she was somewhere safe, where she wouldn't be judged and that someone would understand her story. Zechariah and I hadn't seen Mary's side of the family for quite some time, but when Mary found out she was pregnant, they arranged for her to come and stay with us. I was so relieved to see her arrive safely. The journey had been difficult. And while I couldn't understand everything that she must be feeling, Zechariah and I knew what it was like to have people whisper about you, to carry the shame and stigma of a community. So I embraced her, and she stepped back to say hello to me and said hello, and then that's when it happened. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? For you to truly understand what happened in that moment, you need more of the story. Elizabeth, that's the name my family gave me when I was born. Do you know what it means? An oath to God, or as my family would say, pledged to God. That's how they understood my family, pledged to God. I grew up in a Levite home, which meant that my father was a part of the priesthood. It also meant that we read and studied the Holy Book every day. I remember when I was 9 or 10, we were reading in the Psalms, and I remember reading a verse that said, "Weeping may last through the night, but in the morning, joy." Since we were reading through the Psalms, there was no time to stop and ask questions that day, but I remember wanting to ask, where does that joy come from? How does weeping turn to joy? Do you ever think those things in your own life? Where does joy come from? Can you make your own life joyful? What even is joy? Those questions never left me. What even is joy? Maybe meeting the love of your life. When I was of age, I was pledged to be married to Zechariah. I remember being so, so nervous. I had no idea how truly blessed I was. When the betrothal was complete, I realized what an amazing man I was marrying. Zechariah treated my parents with such respect, and he was honest and humble and kind. He treated me the same way all throughout the time of our courtship. And then the day came for our wedding celebration. Such joy. Oh, I wish that moment could have lasted forever. But they don't, do they? You see, we were happy enough together. It's just that we were barren, unable to have a child. At first, we weren't too worried. We had many friends and family members who didn't conceive right away. But then those weeks became months, and those months turned into years. And that's how I knew the true blessing God had given me and my husband. Any other man would have left me. It's just the way the world worked. The woman would be left with the blame and the disgrace and left to live alone in a life of poverty, while the man would come up with a cause and divorce and remarry. It didn't matter what God's law said that was passed down through Moses. That's just how our culture worked. But not my husband. Not my Zechariah. Through the pain of people whispering about us, rumors that God had removed his blessing from our lives, Zechariah stood by my side. Now he'll tell you that it was my faith in God that pulled us through. But I could not have held on to that faith if God wouldn't have sent Zechariah to stand with me through the pain. That time in our life, the only joy was knowing the gift God sent me and my husband. Weeping and joy. Well, many years passed. Zechariah served the priesthood faithfully. We poured ourselves into serving however God called us to. And when the time came for Zechariah to go and serve his 2 weeks, the priests all drew lots, and Zechariah was to serve in the temple. And while he was packing to go, I couldn't go because only men could stay in the priestly quarters. I could feel his sense of excitement and trepidation. But he was faithful, and it was his duty, so he went. You know, it's funny how news travels, sometimes faster than people. I was gathering water, and someone at the well came up to me and said they had just heard what happened at the temple. I hadn't heard anything, so I asked her what she knew. She didn't know much. A man from our community had just returned from making sacrifices, and he said while he was there praying at the temple, Zechariah was inside and something happened, and Zechariah came out and couldn't speak. Well, is he okay? I asked. She didn't know anything more. I waited for Zechariah to come home for what felt like weeks. I couldn't tell you, it was probably only a day or two. But when he walked through the door finally, he hugged me tight. And he looked into my eyes, and I looked into his, and that's when I saw it. Joy. Real joy. And sure enough, he couldn't speak. It wasn't that he didn't want to, just nothing would come out. He took me to a spot that had soft dirt, and he grabbed a stick, and he started to write. Angel was his first word. Angel? You mean a messenger of the Lord? You saw a real angel? Yes, he nodded. In the temple, I asked him? Yes, he nodded. He started to write another word. Child. I didn't understand. The angel was a child? No, he shook his head. He motioned at me, and then he gestured at us. We're going to be visited by a child? No, he shook his head. I still didn't understand. And while I kept trying to guess, he went back to writing in the dirt. And as I looked down to see what he had scrawled in the dirt, it said, "We're going to have a child? But I'm too old. You're too old. How on earth could this happen?" It took a lot of time and a writing pad and many yes or no questions, but I finally was told the whole story. An angel had appeared to Zechariah while he was in the temple, and he told him that we were going to have a son. We were to name that son John, which means God is gracious. And when Zechariah asked the angel the very same thing I had thought, how could this be? The angel told him, "You will not speak again until this child is born." Joy. Such a lifetime of sadness. I wanted to know the joy that I saw in Zechariah's eyes. I did. But have you ever wanted to hope for something so badly, only to be afraid to, just in case it didn't happen? And then I realized Zechariah had time to reflect on everything that had happened in the temple on his walk home. He could choose to believe the angel and to take God at his word that God would be true to his promises, even giving him his voice back. Or he could choose not to believe, not to take God at his word and give up on everything, including speaking. Zechariah chose to believe in God's promises. That's where his joy came from. The joy of knowing that God was using his life to fulfill his godly, loving purposes. And then suddenly, I remembered the name that my parents had given me when I was born. Pledge to God. Elizabeth. Could God really be using me to fulfill his loving purposes? Using us? Joy. I was pregnant. The Lord has done this for me, I said. And God's word came to pass. For 5 months, though, Zechariah and I secluded ourselves. We didn't tell anyone. It's not that we didn't believe. We did. It's just we had had so much sadness and heartbreak that we just couldn't bear what would happen if I lost this child. Those months were so tough. Now, I know what some of you are probably thinking. You would give anything to have God silence your husband for 9 months, and his only ability would be to listen to you and not to try to solve everything. It may sound good at first, but I craved conversation. And then Mary arrived, and we embraced, and she stepped back, and she said hello to me, and that's when it happened. The baby leaped inside of me. And when I say leaped, I don't mean that the baby kicked me. No, I mean that whole child growing inside of me jumped towards Mary. And when it happened, I was filled with warmth and with power, and words just came spilling out. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear, I said. And I don't know how I knew, but somehow I knew my child would prepare the way. Mary's child was the Messiah, I said. This was the purest of joy. I was in the presence of the Holy. And as soon as I said it, Mary's face lit up and she began singing praises to God. And it was as if we both just had this joy that was incomplete inside of us. And as soon as we shared and just started praising God for what God was doing, that joy just continued to pour out. Mary stayed for about 3 months. We talked, we laughed, we compared pregnancy notes. And then she left. And not long after, I gave birth to this precious bundle of joy that would prepare the way of the Lord. With Zechariah still unable to speak at his naming and circumcision ceremony, many family members wanted to name our son after his father. No, I held firm. God is gracious. His name is John. Joy. Knowing that you're not alone in the times of pain and weeping. Joy. Trusting God to be faithful to God's promises. Joy. Believing that God is using your life for God's loving purposes. Weeping may last through the night, but in the morning, joy.